Hello, dear one. I'm so glad I get a chance to spend this time with you today. You've just heard my talk about the importance of resting in the Lord. So we're going to try to do a little of that in the devotions which follows. We're going to try to help you to slow down and get in the Spirit and relax and focus on heavenly things. I'm going to take you back again to some of the old songs. I'm going to mostly read you the words. The words are beautiful and meaningful because they sprang from the hearts of men and women who had suffered for their Savior and suffered for their faith. They endured and they brought forth great beauty in their songs and in their poetry. God's commission to them was to share with the world the songs and the poetry that He had put on their hearts. And you know what? Today, many, many years later, these men and women continue to testify to their faith through the sacred music of the Christian world. These were men and women just like you, who were close enough to the Lord and connected to Jesus enough to receive His words, some of it even in prophecy, and certainly by divine inspiration. You'll see that these were true Christians who were willing to suffer for their faith, who were willing to give themselves wholly to Jesus and to go through severe tests and trials in order to witness and testify for their Master and their King. The songs of yesterday have a beauty of language that our songs today, for the most part, don't have, because that beauty of the language, or of the English language, has pretty much vanished from our present-day world. These songs have been a real blessing to me. I grew up with them. Not all of them, of course, but many of them I grew up singing or hearing them sung, and they were a great blessing to me, as they were to Dad. And they drew me to Jesus and helped me want to know Him in a greater way. Or they expressed a desire of my heart to know Him. I was going to an evangelical church where they preached Jesus and they preached the Word and they believed in getting people saved. Although, as most churches, they weren't real strong on going out into the highways and the byways and compelling them to come in. But they did invite people to their church sometimes. One thing I did know in my heart was that I wanted more of the Lord. I had a girlfriend that felt the same way, and we would go to church together. And whenever they would sing this song, Higher Ground, we would belt it out with all the enthusiasm that we could muster. I'm going to sing this for you.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay, though some may dwell.
To
faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on high. To scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, so still I'll pray till heaven I found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet
long after praying this prayer that is expressed in the song and praying many prayers in my heart that the Lord would show me His will. The Lord took me out of my familiar surroundings and my familiar life and placed me in a very unusual and unique situation, right in the middle of the beginnings of the Children of God in the Light Club in Huntington Beach. I didn't get in on the very, very beginnings, but I got there just in time to be a part of it and then to get in on the next stage when we left Huntington Beach and started our trek across the U.S. The Lord had answered my prayers and brought me onto that higher ground. And still, this many years later, we've never attained and we still climb upward and we still plead with Jesus to help us to go higher yet. That we want to scale the utmost height. We want to live above the world. He certainly has helped us to experience the thrills and wonders of the Spirit as few others have. This is what we were destined for, and in spite of the natural circumstances that would probably have kept me in one of those little churches, marrying a preacher and being a preacher's wife, because it was my destiny to go further, the Lord miraculously took me, lifted me out of that, and put me on higher ground. He did a wonderful thing in my life, and He gave me the richest and greatest blessings, far more than I could have ever imagined. Well, that's just a little personal testimony, but the Lord marvelously answered my prayer and put me on that higher ground, like He has with you as well. And He's privileged us with gifts and spiritual weapons because we've been desperate to have more of Him. He's put us on that higher plane where we can learn to know Him better, more of His joy, more of His love, more of His compassion for the lost, more of His heart.